I have a special guest calling in that has never called into KTWH before, I believe, Jonathan Ostis, and he is the technical assistance coordinator for the Emerald Ash Borer. I think you work for the Department of Agriculture. Is that right, Jonathan?
You got it right.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us this morning, and we've been doing quite a few announcements on the radio about this Emerald Ash Borer. I hope people's interest has piqued. Do you want to share with us a little bit of the background? I know that, you know, we've been hearing about the Emerald Ash Borer in a more distant way for a long time, but it seems like it is rising to a head in our area now. So when did this problem really hit the northeast Minnesota?
Well, yeah. Well, first of all, thanks for having me, and thanks for bringing awareness to this topic. So really, Emerald Ash Borer first got a foothold in the northeast area in 2013 when it was found in Superior, Wisconsin. And then within 2 years after that, it was found in Duluth. And so it wasn't until last March that we identified it after a report from a local natural resource managers in Lake County notified us of an infestation in two harbors.
Okay. What has kept it out up till now? I believe it has to do with cold wintertime temperatures. Is that what it is?
Not really. So Emerald Ash Borer was first introduced into North America, into the Detroit, Michigan area. And that was identified in 2002. And so it's been kind of spreading across the rest of the U.S. since then. So it likely arrived sometime in the early 90s. And it's just kind of, it takes a while for things to spread through natural dispersal and things like people moving infested firewood or ash nursery stock.
And why should we care about this? What's wrong with the Emerald Ash Borer?
Well, it's we have a lot of ash trees. So all true ash trees in the Fraxinus species, the Minnesota has the most ash trees out of any state in the lower 48. So we have about 1 billion ash trees. And a lot of that is in north central Minnesota and the Arrowhead region in those large swaths of black ash forests.
Yeah.
And ash trees are also a very commonly planted boulevard and yard tree. So many homeowners will have ash trees on their property, and when they die, they become hazardous, and that can be a potential issue if it's located near your house or something that it could fall on and damage.
Yeah, and where does the Emerald Ash Borer come from originally?
So this native range is Eastern Asia, you know, countries like the northeastern part of China, Taiwan, Japan, the Korean Peninsula, the Russian Far East is kind of its native range. Areas that have some similar climatic conditions to parts of the upper Midwest and
is
Northeast.
Is it a problem in its native Asia? And what do we know how it came across?
So it's not really an issue there because their tree species co-evolved with the insects. So there's natural enemies and different host defense mechanisms that the tree have that help keep it in check to what would be like a native insect pest in our area. So
yeah,
it's a secondary pest that helps, you know, once the tree's already in decline, it'll help finish the job. So it's not really an issue there, but it likely arrived here in the U.S. through solid wood packaging material into the ports, Detroit, Michigan, and Windsor, Ontario.
Okay. And so we're making a concerted effort to deal with it. Tell us what's going to be happening next week.
To help bring attention to this, I'm holding free Emerald Ash Borer workshops. So these are hour-long sessions where you can learn about the biology of the insect, early detection, your options for management, the regulations associated with it, so the quarantine boundaries. And it's provided through support from the U.S. Forest Service and Minnesota's Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. So if you have an interest in learning how to identify Emerald Ash Borer and your options for dealing with it, please sign up for one of the sessions. We'd be happy to have you. It's free and open to everyone.
Wonderful. Can you give us a little tantalizer of what are the options?
So, yeah. So the options, all the sessions will be held on Tuesday. So you mean for management or for the sessions?
Well, I'm wondering, yeah, no, for management of the species itself, like what are the kinds of things you're going to be talking about?
Right. So I'll be talking about the things to look for in your ash trees. So I'll be highlighting that right now is the perfect time to be looking at your ash trees to see if they might show signs of infestation. And really the number one thing we look for to identify it is woodpecker feeding damage. So woodpeckers really like to feed on the insect larvae underneath the bark, and they leave a kind of specific looking damage that I'll help teach you how to recognize. And once you know what you're looking for, it's hard to miss. And then I'll be going over the different options. So basically, when dealing with emerald ash borer, you have one of two options for dealing with your tree. It's either eventual removal, or it's using insecticide treatments to protect the tree if it's still healthy enough. And so, unfortunately, with the insecticide treatments, it's not a one-and-done thing. It's, you have to, depending on the chemical that's used, it's either you have to reapply it every year or every other year.
Okay.
Keep the tree protected.
Wow.
But it is highly effective.
Yeah.
And it really depends. If you have a nice mature tree in your yard that gives you lots of shade in the summertime, removals can be expensive, so it really depends on the situation.
Right. And do you have to burn it, or can you, if you cut the tree, does that kill the ash borer?
So once the tree is cut, it's no longer going to be reinfested. So whatever emerald ash borer is in there, if you don't destroy the material right away, they could have technically emerged from the tree. But if you can burn it right there on your property, that's a great option. Otherwise, bring to your closest tree waste disposal site.
Okay. Now, for a while, there was a rumor flying around here that in the Twin Cities, they were actually preemptively cutting down a bunch of ash trees. It sounded really, I know it alerted people here to the enormity of the problem if people would do that. Was that a true rumor?
Well, yeah, it's actually necessary. So with the way emerald ash borer works, it's very cryptic in nature, and you don't begin to see symptoms of infestation until it's already been in the tree for at least 2 to 3 years. And it takes about a total of 5 to 6 years to kill a tree. And with the way the population works, it starts to build up and you get this exponential growth. And all of a sudden you got a lot of trees dying within a short period. So if you're a city managing a large number of trees, it's really important to get ahead of it and start removing poor quality and poorly sighted trees before emerald ash borer even arrives to help stay up on it. Otherwise, you're going to have lots of hazardous dead trees dotting the landscape once it really kicks into gear.
Okay. And then, Jonathan, what do you see happening? I guess you can't replant with ash trees. So are large areas being replanted with a different type of tree that's not vulnerable to the borer?
Yeah. So really, the most important thing is to replant with as diverse a planting as possible. So it all depends on what the soil type in your area and the conditions are in your area. The U of M Extension has a great list of native tree species that for each region of the state that you can look at for ideas of what to replant with.
Okay. Wonderful. Give us again the date and times of this workshop. I know I've been announcing that you're going to meet at the Seagrins, which I assume is probably close to some trees. So where and when?
Right. So it's Tuesday, March 21st. The sessions are at 9 a.m., 10:30 a.m., and 1 p.m. You can register at the Minnesota Department of Agriculture's Emerald Ash Borer website. So if you just do a quick search of Minnesota EAB, it should be one of the top search results. And all the details for the sessions are right there. And basically, Seagrins has graciously allowed us to park in their parking lot, and we'll just do a short walk to the north to a walking path where there'll be some infested trees to look at.
All right. And if people are unorganized, can they just show up?
Yeah. I prefer, in case there's inclement weather and their travel conditions are poor, it could be postponed if something like that happens. So please register, but if you can't, just show up at one of those times.
Got it. Thank you so much, Jonathan, for doing this and for also sharing it about it on the radio. I'm hoping you'll get a good turnout. I know that people care about their woods out here, and that includes all the ash trees. So good luck with the workshop, and thanks again for being here.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Jonathan Ostis speaking with us about emerald ash borer. He is the technical assistance coordinator and will be coming to Two Harbors in about 10 days. So go ahead and sign yourself up for that, too. Looks like something that would be very useful.